This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. The weekend is calling. Shh. Can you hear it? I hear the sound of live music happening all over the city. That laughing and groaning is KUTX program director Matt Riley joining us.
As I do each Thursday afternoon.
To bring us his top picks for music in the city. Thanks for your time once again.
I like that even though this is radio, you still put your finger to your lips.
Gotta commit. Friday night, some funk soul legends playing at the Moody Theater.
Cool in the Gang. ACL Live at the Moody Theater. This is a hot ticket. You might be thinking to yourself, well, yeah, these guys have been around forever. But nobody has ever really brought it like Kool & the Gang. That's just going to be one huge party.
I'm sure it will. Another classic rock legend on the west side of town Friday night.
Yep, at One World Theater, it's Dave Mason. So let's leave it alone, because we can't see eye to eye. There ain't no good guy. Former member of Traffic, but has worked with Fleetwood Mac and Eric Clapton. And so he's going to be bringing some of his classic hits to the One World Theater.
And then also Friday, and pretty intimate venue for a real big sound.
Yeah, this band has recently caught my attention. They're out of Nashville. And when you hear that, you think, oh, country. No, it's psych rock from All Them Witches. And this seems to kind of be a trend right now with a lot of young bands these days, kind of harkening back to the 60s and early 70s sound. But these guys are pretty great, and I've seen video of these guys playing, and I think they're going to fill the very cozy confines of Stubbs Jr. very well.
Right, the inside stage. Okay, Saturday, ABGB's got a band. You say this could be the next big thing.
A Giant Dog. This is the other band from Sabrina Ellis of Sweet Spirit. Now, A Giant Dog just signed to Merge Records, which used to be Spoon's record label, and a bunch of others. But these guys, I think, are poised for a very big 2016. And I think they're going to turn a lot of heads at South by Southwest. But you could go see them before they got huge at ABGB on Saturday night.
Also Saturday, a local band with some 80s influences doing a show.
Yeah, I love these guys. The Black and White Ears. And this is one of those bands that definitely grew up as children of the 80s, but you just can't sit still when you watch these guys. It's a dance party. It's a lot of fun. So Black and White Ears at Lambert's.
Something we don't hear of too often, a new blues artist, and generating some excitement too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, usually when you hear about a blues artist coming to town, it's a guy that, oh, he used to play with Muddy Waters, or he's been on the circuit for 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
And because blues is not really that big of a genre commercially anymore. But I got to see this guy back in the spring, Jericus Singleton. Tear it up. He is an amazing guitar player, and he's going to be playing at the Scoot Inn on Saturday night. Should be really nice weather to see an outside show.
Sounds good. Those are just a few of the live musical performances you can catch in Austin, Texas this weekend. And of course, you can get the Austin Music Experience 24/7 just up the dial. Our friends, KUTX 98.9 or KUTX.org. Matt Riley's the program director. Thanks again, Matt.
Sure thing. Get down.